Father, let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let your will be done in this earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
Tonight in this place, let Jesus be glorified.
今天晚上在这个地方，愿耶稣得荣耀。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵
guide us to do the will of the Father.
引导我们，让我们来行天父的旨意。
And we thank you in advance for your wonderful presence.
我们预先就为你奇妙的同在来感谢你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。对不起，音控可不可以调一下有回音？可不可以稍微调一下？
There's an echo, so I ask him to.
Yeah, less reverb. Yeah. Okay. So, for those who are new tonight, first time.
对于今天晚上有些人是第一次来参加这个特会的。
The last two nights we've been talking some about the end times.
前两天晚上我们有谈到末世。
We talked about Daniel chapter 9.
我们有讲但以理书第九章。
And how the angel Gabriel gave a prophecy to Daniel about the last days.
还有讲到天使加百列，他给但以理一个预言，是关乎末世的。
And specifically verses 26 to 29, those four verses.
特别是在但以理书第九章26到29节。
And we talked about the 70 weeks.
我们讲到有70个七。
And how the 69th week was finished when Jesus came on the donkey and presented himself as king in Israel.
当耶稣他骑着驴驹，将自己以君王的身份呈现在以色列人的面前，那个时候第69个期就结束了。
And most of Israel was rebuked by Jesus.
大部分的以色列人都被耶稣斥责了。
Especially the Pharisees who didn't like what was happening.
特别是那些法利赛人，他们不喜欢当时发生的事情。
And he said, "You Jews, you should understand, because you're students of the Bible, you should understand Daniel chapter 9."
耶稣说，你们这些犹太人是圣经的 学生，你们应该要了解但以理书第九章的。
And the prophecy of Zechariah that he would come on a donkey, the Messiah would come on a donkey.
还有撒加利亚也曾经预言弥赛亚他会乘坐着驴驹而来。
So he rebuked them for that.
所以耶稣因为那个而斥责了他们。
And he said, from this day,There will be a blindness over Israel.
他说，从今天开始，以色列人会是瞎眼的。
And their eyes will be opened once again.
他们的眼睛会再度被打开。
When the last 7 years of this age begins.
当这个时代最后七年开始的时候。
And in that time, the Jews.They will recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
到那个时候，犹太人他们就会承认耶稣是弥赛亚。
This is also prophesied in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2.
这个预言在以赛亚书第六十章第一、第二节也提到。
It says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come."
那个经文讲说，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
And the glory of the Lord has broken out in your midst.
耶和华的荣耀已经在你们当中发出。
A lot of scriptures say the glory of the Lord has risen on thee.
有一些经文它的翻译是说。耶和华的荣耀已经兴起，已经发现照耀你。
It's not quite accurate. It's the glory of the Lord has broken out among Israel.
这个意思就是说耶和华的荣耀他已经 这样好像是冲破一切，然后就照耀在以色列的身上。
So, I know that we churches sometimes we try to use that scripture.
我知道我们身为教会，有时候也会用这个经文。
But initially, it's a prophecy for Israel.
但是这个原本是给以色列的预言。
And when it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come."
说要兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
It's a prophecy from Isaiah that one day they will finally recognize that Jesus is really the Messiah.
以赛亚是在对以色列人发预言，就是说有一天他们最终会发现耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And that is why it's so difficult to evangelize in Israel or to evangelize to a Jew.
这就是为什么在以色列或是说要对犹太人传福音非常的困难。
So we talked about a few things last night that should take place before the last 7 years of this age.
我们昨天晚上有讲到那最后的七年要开始之前会发生一些事。
And the first 3.5 years, the Jews will make a covenant with the Antichrist.
第一个三年半，犹太人会跟敌基督立约。
And the Bible teaches he will break the covenant with Israel in the middle of the 7 years.
圣经告诉我们说，敌基督在这个七年的中间的时候，他会毁了约。
And so the last 3.5 years is called the Great Tribulation.
所以最后的三年半被称为大灾难。
Now, when the last 7 years begins, it's also called the time of the restoration work of God. He's to restore Israel.
在最后七年开始的时候，也就是神要恢复，也就是万物复兴的时候。
So although it will be the most difficult time in history for Israel, it's actually a process of God's restoration.
所以虽然这会是以色列历史上最艰难的时刻，但是其实是神要恢复万物复兴的一个过程。
It won't look like restoration because 2/3 of the Jews will be killed.
这看起来不会像是恢复复兴的样子，因为有三分之二的以色列人会被杀死。
And the Bible teaches that 1/3 will escape, and they will all be saved. They will all believe in Jesus.
圣经告诉我们说，有三分之一的人会得救，他们都会相信耶稣。
So, for God to begin this time of restoration of Israel.
所以神要开始这个以色列复兴的时候，
Many Jews, it's prophesied, they must physically return to the land of Israel before this begins.
当这开始之前，圣经有预言到说，以色列人他们必须实际的回到以色列去。
So now we know some of this has already begun to happen.
我们知道这些事情有一些已经开始发生。
In the Holocaust, 1/3 of the Jews were killed.
在大屠杀的时候，有三分之一的犹太人被杀死。
And after that, we saw airplanes and travel. Many Jews left North Europe. They left Russia.Particularly many in Russia came back and they moved back to Israel.
在大屠杀之后，有许多北欧的人，还有在俄国的人，他们就搭飞机就回到了以色列。
And then in 1948, Israel became a nation.
在1948年的时候，以色列立国。
1967 was the special, I think, called Seven-Day War.
在1967年的时候，有一个特别的，就是七日战争。
And at that time, many Jews east, west, south, north, many Jews returned to the land at that time.
在那个时候，有许多的犹太人从东南西北回到了以色列那块土地。
So now, if you have your Bibles, let's do three verses. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 16.
如果你有圣经的话，我们一起来看耶利米书第十六章。
And let's just read verses 14 and 15.
我们来看耶利米书十六章十四、十四、十五节。耶利米书十六章十四节，耶和华说：“日子将到，人必不再指着那领以色列人从埃及地上来之永生的耶和华起誓，却要指着那领以色列人从北方之地，并赶他们到的各国上来之永生的耶和华起誓。”并且我要领他们再入我从前赐给他们列祖之地。
So we see Egypt is mentioned in the first verse, and then the north is mentioned in verse 15.
所以在这里我们看到有提到埃及，然后在十五节有提到北方。
And then verse 15, it ends saying that he will restore them to their own land.
然后在十五节的后面有讲到说，神要把他们再恢复复还到他们自己的地方。
So that's talking about physically going back to Israel.
所以这里讲的是实质的回到以色列。
So let's go to Isaiah chapter 43.
我们来看以赛亚书四十三章。
And let's just read verses 5 and 6.
以赛亚书四十三章第五、第六节，不要害怕，因我与你同在，我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。我要对北方说，交出来；对南方说，不要拘留。将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。
So Isaiah is prophesying what God is saying. One day, God will make a call.For the Jews to come back from all directions.
所以以赛亚是在发预言，就是有一天神会呼唤犹太人从四面八方回到以色列。
And it says that God will open his mouth in heaven and actually say it.
而这里是在讲说神他会很会实实在在的开口说这样的话。
So.We see east, west, south, north, they're all mentioned.
我们看到东南西北都提到了。
Let's go to Isaiah 49.
我们再来看以赛亚书第四十九章。
And let's just read verse 12.
四十九章第十二节。
Yes, uh-huh.
看哪，这些从远方来，这些从北方，从西方，这些从秦国来。
So see, we see here again, the north and the west are mentioned.
这里我们看又提到了北方跟西方。
So in earlier times, the east would be the area east of Israel. It was like Iraq and Iran.
在比较早期，以色列的东方事实上是伊朗、伊拉克、
Afghanistan、Pakistan，
还有阿富汗、巴基斯坦。
And in 1948, this is what happened. They came from those countries.
1948年发生的就是这样，他们从那些国家来。
Now, when we think the south of Israel, it would be Egypt.
当我们想到以色列的南边。我们想到的是埃及
Sudan and Ethiopia
还有苏丹还有伊索皮亚
The north was considered Lebanon and Syria
北方的话就是黎巴嫩还有叙利亚
Turkey and Russia
土耳其还有俄国
Now I want to talk about the west
我要讲西方
Now, the West for a while was considered Spain,
有一阵子西方被认为是西班牙
France and England
法国还有英国
And some Jews left England but not all
有些犹太人离开了英国但不是所有的
Because some were prospering and they had good prosperity in the United Kingdom. You know there's a lot of jokes, Jews like money.
你知道有人们常常会讲笑话说犹太人爱钱。
So they're not quick to leave a place where they're making good money.
所以他们在一个能够赚很多钱的地方并不会想要很快的离开。
Now,When we talk about the times of the end, like now, we're much closer to the end.
当我们讲到末时，我们现在已经非常接近末时。
When the Muslims say the people of the West,
当回教徒说那些西方人。
When anybody in the world mentions the country of the West, it's North America.
现在人们讲到西方人的时候，通常讲的是北美。
If you say Canada or the United States, quickly they call it the West.
如果你提到加拿大或是美国的话，那么人们很快的就会说这是西方。
So now, since many Jews have left North, East, and South, the majority.
很多犹太人，他们既然已经从东从北方、东方、南方离开了大部分的人。
There's still a lot of prophecy to be fulfilled with the West.
还有很多关于西方的预言尚待实现。
So we live here in America.
所以我们在这里住在美国。
And I just want to talk a little bit about this before we have ministry.
所以在我们今天开始服事之前，我要稍微来讲一下这个。
We are very close to seeing Jews to begin to leave America.
我们已经很接近要开始看见犹太人离开美国的时候。
And I want to give you some practical reasons to think about.As to why they will move.
我要跟大家讲一下他们为什么要离开一些很实际的理由。
Now, in America,
在美国
there's almost 8.5 million Jews.
差不多有850万的犹太人。
This is the statistics of 2025.
这是2025年的统计数字。
Now,There are particular key states in America where there's a strong groups of Jews.
在美国有一些关键州，那边有很多的很强大的犹太人的群体。
In California,
在加州
there's 1.2 million Jews here.
在加州这里有120万个犹太人。
In Florida, there's almost 700,000 Jews. I'm from Florida.
我是来自佛罗里达的。那佛罗里达差不多有70万个犹太人。
In New Jersey, there's a little more than 500,000 Jews.
在纽泽西。大概有五十多万。
In Pennsylvania, there's more than 400,000 Jews.
在宾州有40多万犹太人。
In New York, there's almost 1.8 million Jews just in New York.
单单在纽约就有差不多180万个犹太人。
So, Jews, mostly, they like to live in big urban areas where there's a lot of business.
犹太人大部分喜欢住在大的都会区，在那里有很多的生意可以做。
Strategic places would be New York City.
策略性的位置是纽约市
Los Angeles
洛杉矶
and Miami
还有迈阿密
places like that
像那样子的地方
So now the Jews are in a way like any other nation
犹太人就跟其他的国家从某方面来说是一样的
There are some Jews that don't believe in God
有些犹太人不相信神
Some of them believe inThey're socialists.
有些人他们是相信社会主义。
Many of them are liberals.
他们也有很多是自由主义的。
Then there's a section of the Jews that are stronger in a religious way.
而有一部分的犹太人他们是宗教比较强的。
And these Jews we define as orthodox and ultra.Or extra-orthodox.
这些我们被称他们为正统犹太教，或者是超正统的犹太教。
And perhaps you know that the strongest Orthodox Jews, they still believe in animal sacrifices.
或许你们知道那些非常强的正统犹太教的人，他们还是相信要用动物来献祭。
And many in the world.Would really like to see animal sacrifices return to the Jews.
世界上有很多人，他们其实希望能够看到，犹太人他们又再次有动物献祭。
But you see, this is one of the main reasons that they want a third temple.
这就是他们想要建造第三圣殿的主要原因。
Because sacrificing animals without a holy temple is not quite right for the Jews.
因为对犹太人来说，如果用动物献祭却没有一个圣殿的话，这对他们来说是不对的事情。
So preparations are being made to build the third temple so they could renew the old laws and one of them would be sacrificing animals to Jehovah.
所以他们有在预备要重新建造第三圣殿、以恢复旧约的律法当中其中之一就是要献祭献动物给、耶和华神
Now I believe quite a few of you or at least some of you have been to Israel is that right?
我相信你们当中有可能有不少人去过以色列对不对
Yeah, I went in 1992
我1992年去
And the tour guide we had actually took us and we saw some of the items that they were beginning to prepare for the third temple.
我们的导游又给我们看一些，就是他们已经在预备一些东西，是要准备盖那第三圣殿。
That was 1992.
那是1992年的事情。
So right now, while I'm speaking, I'm sure.They have a lot more things ready for the third temple to be built.
所以当我一边在讲话的时候，我相信他们已经为了要建造第三圣殿预备了更多的东西。
You know, just in Brooklyn, New York.
就在纽约的布鲁克林。
In that city, there are 800,000 Jews.
在单单在那个城市里面就有八十万的犹太人。
Now, a little bit more than half of those Jews, like 52%,
那些犹太人当中，一半以上，差不多是52%。
They are Orthodox Jews.
他们都是正统，信奉正统的犹太教。
So now, if you go to Brooklyn, you will easily see.The Jews with their black hats and the beards.
所以如果你去那个地方的话，你就很容易看到很多的犹太人都戴着黑色的帽子，然后还有胡须。
It'll be easy to see them because more than half of the Jews there are Orthodox.
你很容易看到他们，因为在那里的犹太人有一半以上都是正统犹太教的。
I was a pastor in New York.For 3 years,
我曾经在纽约当牧师有三年的时间。
From 1989 to 1992,
从1989年到1992年。
And one day I was preaching, and the prophecy came out of me that not too much in the future we will begin to see Jews leaving New York.
有一天我一边在讲到的时候就有预言从我的口中出来，我所说的话是说不久之后我们就开始会开始看到犹太人离开纽约。
So why am I talking about this?
所以为什么我要说这个呢？
It's because when you open your phone and you look at the news or get on your computer, you look at the news.
因为如果你打开手机或是打开电脑看新闻的话，
Or you turn on your television and you look at the news.
或是你打开电视机看新闻。
I believe it's not too far in the future the news will be talking about Jews leaving cities and going back to Israel.
我想不久之后你就会看到新闻上说犹太人开始离开城市回到以色列去。
That's the time to get more excited.
那个时候就会更让人感到兴奋。
This is a sign of the preparation of the return of Jesus.
这就是耶稣再来的预备的一个征兆。
Wow. And it's surely a sign of the end times.
它也必然是末世的一个征兆。
So let's just close this message by I want to talk about a few reasons.Why I think the Jews will begin leaving more and more.
我想要讲我为什么会认为越来越会有犹太人离开的几个原因。
The first thing I want to say, I believe you will agree with me, is danger, danger.
我要讲的第一点，我想这个我们的看法是一致的，就是因为危险。
Even physical danger.
甚至身体上的危险。
You've been already seeing on the news, even in the universities.
大家都已经看到在新闻上，甚至在大学里面。
Many students who don't understand history are coming out, and they want the Jews to get out of their schools.
很多大学生他们并不了解历史，他们却走出来说想要把那些犹太人从大学里面赶走。
Now I can talk about.You know, this hatred, but I don't need to, because really, there's been some prejudice in America against Chinese people.
Oh, 我可以讲说这是仇恨，但是我就不多讲了。其实，在美国，对于华人也是有偏见的。
I'm a Greek and I love you.
我是希腊人，我很爱你们。
But I believe there are a number of Americans that are.Jealous of the Chinese.
但是我相信有一些美国人他们会嫉妒华人。
Because you have come, you've worked hard in America.
因为你们来这里，在美国很努力工作。
You've been diligent and you prospered.
而且你们非常的勤劳，也做得很好。
And when it comes to technology, many Chinese, they're the leaders.
在科技方面，很多华人都是领袖。
You know, if China does take over Taiwan, they will get the superconductors, and the whole world will change.
你知道，如果中共他们占领了台湾，那么那些导体啊，那些东西，他们就可以来攻占整个世界。
I'm not sure. I don't think that's going to happen.
我不确定，但是我认为这个不会发生。
Not this year, at least.
至少今年不会。
So danger.
所以危险。
And then, I'm not on social media. I stopped Facebook 15 years ago. I don't like Facebook.
我15年前就不再放东西到脸书上面，我就停止，因为我不喜欢这个脸书。
Yeah, I don't like TikTok.
我也不喜欢那个抖音。
Yeah, even in ministry.
甚至在服事的时候。
I had videos, but I took all them, almost all I took them off. I don't like being on social media.
我曾经有些视频，但是后来把它全部拿掉了，因为我不喜欢把自己放在社交媒体上。
I had a website for my ministry, but I took it down.
我本来自己的事工有一个网站的，我也把它弄掉了。
Now another reason the Jews will leave is really simply high crime.
犹太人会离开的另外一个原因，很单纯的就是因为高犯罪率。
How many of you have seen on TV or social media a rabbi or an Orthodox Jew, they're just walking down the street with their black hat and beard, and someone just punches them for nothing?
有没有人你在新闻或社交媒体上看过，就是一个拉比或是正统犹太教的人，他戴着他的黑色的帽子，然后也留着胡须，他走在街上就无缘无故的被人家给打了。
Why this kind of hate?
为什么有这样的仇恨呢？
Well, we know evil spirits are involved.
我们知道这牵涉到邪灵。
And the people who are hating the Jews do not understand that demons have entered them.
恨犹太人的人，他们不晓得是因为邪灵已经进到他们里面。
And we think, well, what is God going to do about this?
那我们就想说，神对这样事情他要如何处置呢？
We pray for the Jews.
我们为犹太人祷告。
As Christians,
我们基督徒会为犹太人祷告。
One of the main things we love Israel is because we want to be good with God.
我们爱以色列的原因是因为我们想要在神的面前是一个，我们是一个正确的，是好的。
We understand what God told Abraham.
我们了解神跟亚伯拉罕说什么。
Those who bless you, I will bless.
神说祝福你的，我就会祝福他们。
Those who curse you, I will curse.
凡是咒诅你的，我就会咒诅他们。
There's different kinds of curses.
有几种咒诅。
Actually, five different kinds of curses.
其实有五种不同的咒诅。
The one curse that you do not want on your life.Is when God Himself curses you.
有一种咒诅是你不希望你的生命中有的，就是神他亲自咒诅你。
So there is a special curse for people who curse Abraham's seed.
所以凡是咒诅亚伯拉罕的子孙的人，会有一种特别的咒诅。
Now.There is time to repent. You can repent, and God will remove His curse.
是有可以悔有悔改的时候，而你悔改的时候，神就会把那个咒诅给除掉。
Okay. So, if there's anyone in the future who might see this video and get mad at me, I want them to know that God can forgive you if you're under that curse.
如果未来有人看到今天晚上的视频，然后你生我的气，那我要你知道，只要你悔改了，那么神会赦免你，这个咒诅就可以被挪去。
You will notice particular cities that focus. There's a lot of hatred for Jews. Those cities will not do well.
你可以。注意看看，有一些城市他们是特别在咒诅犹太人的，那些城市他们会变得不好。
Another thing that might make the Jews leave is high taxes.
还有可能使得犹太人离开的另外一个原因就是高，就是要交很多的税。
Again, Jews like to make money.
犹太人是爱钱的。
Do you know that some people believe that Jews are really running the finances of the world?
有些人认为是犹太人，他们其实认有些人认为其实是犹太人掌管了世界的金融。
They don't like to lose money.
他们不喜欢有金钱的损失。
And you know, for example, it's not just Jews, but like Even in this state, you know, it was mentioned that they're thinking of doing the wealth tax for billionaires.
甚至在加州也是一样哦，他们有在考虑是不是要给那些十亿以上的有钱人要增税。
5% tax.
增加5%的税。
It's not just a tax on the money, it's a tax on everything.
而这不只是关于钱的税，而是所有东西都要收税。
That law has not quite in action, to my knowledge.
就我所知，那个法律还没有实施。
But what I do know,
但是我知道一点，
is in the news, there's some billionaires that have already left California.
就是有一些很有钱的人，他们就早就已经离开了加州。
So if the billionaires leave,
如果那些非常有钱的人离开了，
and the politicians want more money,
而政客想要更多的钱，
then who's next?
那接下来是谁呢？
It's the millionaires.
哦，本来是十亿的，现在就变成百万的了。
And then if it's the millionaires,
然后如果是百万富翁呢？
It's you if you make $250,000. They're going to come after you.
那接下来就是你的，如果你是赚了250,000的，他们也会来找你。
I pay taxes too.
我也有赋税。
So also Jews might leave because economic collapse in certain cities.
在某些城市可能经济会会经济崩溃，所以犹太人就离开了。
Right now, while I'm talking, New York, some people are shaking.
现在当我一边在讲的时候，在纽约市有些人他们在发抖了。
The mayor, Mamdani, is beginning to put pressure on landlords that own property.
就是他们新任的纽约新任的市长，他开始对那些就是业主，就是房东施压。
And one of the things he's doing in New York.And he's ready to do it, is to put a stop on the increase of rent.
那这个市长想要做对那些房东施压，就是让他们房租不能够一直上涨。
It's more difficult for smaller people that own not too much property, but they own some property.
就是有一些比较小的人物，他们只拥有一些产业。对他们来讲，这更加的困难。
And if you're here tonight,
如果今天晚上你在这里，
or if someone watches this video and they own property, they understand what I'm talking about.
或是有看视频的人，你就知道你自己有一些产业，你就知道我在说什么。
You may not want to be greedy and raise the rent.
你并不是说很贪心，一定想要涨房租。
But because politicians make decisions,
但是因为政客做的决定，
the cost of you having that property keeps going up, but he keeps the rent down, and you can't survive like that.
因为你拥有一个产业，你要付的你的一些开销，继续的增加了。但是呢，你的房租还是要一直压低的，这样子你就没有办法维持下去。
Jews own a lot of property in New York.
犹太人在纽约拥有许多的产业。
Right now, while I'm talking, I guarantee you, you find out, people in New York, particularly the smaller landlords, are trying to sell their property.
当我一边在讲的时候，我可以给你保证，在纽约有一些比较小的那些房东啊、地主之类的，他们会在试着要卖掉他们的产业。
Because the socialism coming in is going to squeeze their finances.
因为社会主义进来了，就会使得他们的财务紧缩。
There's another church that I've ministered to in California.
我在加州也在一个教会服侍。
And I found out some wealthy people who were good supporters and members of the church, they left the church.
我发现有一些就是本来是教会很好的会友，后来离开了。
Because the taxes on their business were so high, they moved to Texas.
因为他们的企业的要交的税太高了，所以他们就搬到德州去。
Now, two more points.
还有两个重点。
This one.Is quite powerful.
这个是非常有能力的，很强的。
The Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jews, they are expecting a Messiah. They're waiting for a Messiah.
那些正统犹太教的人，他们在期待弥赛亚。
And they're expecting this Messiah.If he's born in another place in the world and he's the Messiah in Brooklyn or anywhere, they expect him to move to Israel to lead Israel into their liberation.
他们所期待的弥赛亚，不管是生在哪个地方，即使生在布鲁克林，他们也预期这位弥赛亚会回到。会回到以色列来释放以色列人。
Now, just in case you don't know this,
如果你不知道这一点的话，
there was a man in Brooklyn.
在 Brooklyn 有一个人。
His name was Menachem Mendel.
他的名字叫做 Menachem Mendel.
Schneerson. Schneerson. I know it's hard for you to say.That was his name.
这是他的名字。
He was in Brooklyn.
他在布鲁克林。
He died in 1992.
他1992年过世。
And when he died at the funeral, the Jews said, Our King Messiah has passed away.
当他过世的时候， 那边的犹太人说，我们的王，弥赛亚，已经过世了。
They believed that he was the Messiah, chosen Messiah.
那些犹太人相信他是被拣选的弥赛亚。
And they were building a house in Israel, getting ready to move him to Israel.
他们也在以色列，他们也打算把他给。
But he died, and it didn't happen.
他们本来在以色列盖房子，想要把那个人搬到以色列，但是这个人死了，所以这事情就没有发生。
And it is well known that these Jews actually have a fund that they've been collecting money for the return to Israel to be with him.
很多人都知道，其实他们是有在集资。就想有一个资金让这个人能够回到以色列去跟他们在一起。
So the Jews are preparing right now. They have money they've put aside to return to Israel.
所以犹太人他们有在预备会有存一笔钱是准备要回到以色列去的。
They're expecting the Messiah to be revealed again.
他们期待弥赛亚要再度显现。
So once someone who has the credentials of a Messiah rises, they're going to go back to Israel to be with him.
所以如果有一个人看起来是当弥赛亚这种资格的话，那他如果兴起的时候，这些犹太人就已经准备好要跟这个人一起回到以色列去。
Now there is one man in Israel right now. I don't know if you've seen videos of him.
在以色列现在有一个人，我不晓得你们有没有看过他的视频。
They think he might be the Messiah.
那有一些人认为说这个人可能是弥赛亚。
He memorized the whole Torah.
那个人他背下了所有的这个摩西五经。
He's very smart.
非常聪明。
He plays music.
他也会弹奏乐器。
And you can see videos where Jews come and they kiss his hand and they bow to him.
那你可以看到有些犹太人就到他的面前会吻他的手，然后就跟他俯伏。
Some think he might be the next one.
有的人认为说或许他就是下一个。
So if this happens,
如果这样的事情发生，
you will see many Orthodox Jews in places and cities like Brooklyn. They're going to go like this, and you're going to see it.
如果这样事情发生的时候，你就会看到很多正统犹太教的人在 Brooklyn 还有其他的城市，他们就会很快的回到以色列去。
The last thing I want to mention,
我要讲的最后一点。
Is in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. We don't have to read it.
在利未记十九章第二十八节。
Leviticus 19:28. It's Jews are forbidden to have a tattoo.
利未记十九章二十八节就是他们不可以以色列人犹太人不可以有纹身。
Okay. So now.If you know a mark on your body doesn't have to wait for the Antichrist.
就是你身上的记号不是说要等到敌基督的时候才有。
I'll give you an example.
我跟大家讲个例子。
We know.The Antichrist, he hasn't risen up into power yet. I don't see him.
我们知道敌基督他还没有兴起掌权，我没有看见他。
But Sweden, for over 5 years.
但是瑞典他在有五年的时间。
They don't deal in cash anymore.
他们已经不再用现金。
You can even go on YouTube and you'll see how the Swedish people.Pay for things. There's a chip in their hand.
Oh, you can see. You can on YouTube see Sweden. People, they have a chip in their hand. They use this to pay.
And when they go to work, they don't use a key. They just put their hand, and it reads the chip in their hand, and the door opens up.
当他们去上班的时候，他们没有用钥匙开门，他们就是手上的晶片这样子一刷啊，然后那门就开了。
So this has been going on for over 5 years.
这样的情况已经五年多了。
Sweden is actually the leader of the precursor to the mark of the beast.
瑞典其实是这个兽的印记的先驱。
If America in certain cities begins to try this to get rid of cash,
如果美国的某一个城市也开始尝试这样做，就不再用现金。
Even right now, probably many of you have children, they never have cash in their pocket. They don't like cash.
可能在座的有些人，你们的孩子，他们也是口袋里都不放现金，他们不喜欢现金。
They would rather go to Starbucks and do this with their phone.And just pay with the phone, digital money. Is that right?
Oh, 他们可能去咖啡店，然后就是用手机来付钱。
So we are already moving away from cash into digital form.
我们已经越来越不用现金，而是用这种数据的。
So now, if something happens in America, in certain cities where people begin to try and do what Sweden is doing.
如果美国有某一个城市也开始学瑞典那样做，
then the Jews won't be able to make trades with money because they are forbidden to have things in their body like that.
那么犹太人他们就没有办法再用金钱来交易，因为他们不能够手上有这个记号。
That could be a reason they might leave also.
这可能也是他们会离开的一个原因。
So, I just give you that to think about it.
好，我跟大家讲这些只是让大家思考一下。
Thank you, thank you. I hope that helps you.
希望这对大家有帮助。
Is there anyone around where my hand is pointing in this section? You have a schedule, you're scheduled for an operation.
在我手的所指的这一区，有没有哪一位好像你已经安排好了要动手术的？有没有哪一位？
You. Come, let me pray for you. Huh?You?
I canceled the appointment because I'm afraid.
他说他、oh. 他说他已经取消了哈，因为害怕。
Oh. They understand what she said.
I translate.、Oh. Because I feel the surgery is big.
Yeah.
And it's
You don't want it. I know.
哦，这个这个姐妹说，因为这手术比较大啊，她有风险，所以她不想要动手术。
So, I pray for God to touch you now.
好，我现在我祷告，现在求神来医治你啊。
We pray that you won't need the operation. That would be good, huh?
我们祷告啊，求主让你不需要动手术。
Father, in the name of Jesus.
天父，奉耶稣的名。
I pray for my sister.
我现在为我的姐妹祷告。圣灵进到她的身体里面，医治她，让她不需要动手术。
The presence of God is on her.
神的同在在这位姐妹的身上。
It's good. God is touching you.
神在触摸你。
Can you feel Him touching you?
有没有感觉到上帝在触摸你？
You can just sit down. His Spirit is working in you.
请你回坐、哦、神的灵还在你
身上 You'll see a change. You'll see a
你会看到这改变。
Someone where my hand is stretched.I see both legs have been giving you trouble, and they've been feeling weak.
在我现在手所指的这边，我看到有一位啊，你的双腿都觉得很弱，然后就是让你觉得就是有一些困难的。
Yeah, come. And God will touch you. You need it too, right?
神会触摸你啊，你也需要。
Take your time. Take your time.
好，慢慢来啊。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Bless her legs.
祝福她的腿。主医治他。
God is with you. You feel God with you?
有没有感受到神与你同在？
What's happening?
现在你现在有什么样的感觉？觉得有没有在发生什么？
You mean now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
But you have the peace. Okay, you could sit.
好，可以请回坐哈。
Your legs too?Holy Spirit, this is my sister.
圣灵，这是我的姐妹。
And I just ask you to touch her.
我求你就触摸她。
Let your power go into her leg.
让你的能力进到她的脚里面。
Yeah, he's moving. I can see he's moving.
我可以看到圣灵在运行。
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I want to say this condition, it's not your fault.
我要讲说，你现在这个问题，这个状况并不是你的错。
Satan, this is my sister.
撒旦，这是我的姐妹。
I rebuke you.
我斥责你。
And all you powers that attack her, let her go.
还有你所有攻击她的能力，
Don't come back.
你放开她，再也不回来。
Jesus name.
奉耶稣的名。
You feel him touching you?
有没有感觉到上帝？
You feel the heat?
她感觉到啊，这姐妹感觉到温暖。
She feels the power touching her. That's good.
她感觉到神的能力在触摸她。
So, God is touching you.
神正在触摸
你。You know, He's still healing you. You could just go sit down because you're not up here for a show. You just need to be healed.
你可以回到座位上，神会继续医治。
God bless you. Still feels good? You feel the heat? Good, good, good. That's okay. Your right leg, right side? Okay. Holy Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence.
圣灵，谢谢你的同在。
Just bless her.
祝福她。
Okay, you just try to move your leg now.
现在你试着动动脚看看。
It's still aching. Where specifically? Ah, lower. Okay. Okay, try now.
再试试看。Much better.
Good. You can sit down. That's good, good. Yeah.
Both kneecaps.
Yeah.
If you weep and pain when I walk up the stairs.
Okay. 哦，这位讲师说他的膝盖哦，就是会很比较弱，然后走楼梯的时候哦，就是呀，会不舒服。天父奉耶稣的名
，touch his kneecaps，
啊，就是来触摸他的膝盖骨
，make them strong right now。
现在就让他的膝盖变得强壮起来。
Okay, try feel it.
试试看，你感觉看看如何
？It's good. Good. Give me five. Feels better, huh?
要觉得比较好啊。
Okay, good. The right side. Okay. All right.
I probably need to go to overnight
and see. Yeah, but it's okay now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
My left ankle has been injured for 1 year and a half.
Okay.
这位姐妹是说她的脚踝受伤已经一年半了啊。圣灵，求你医治他的脚踝。试试看，现在试试看。
You can feel the power in you.
他可以感觉到的能力啊，这姐妹有感觉到能力还有热。
Okay, God's healing you. That's good.
神在医治你，这很好。
Somebody over here.
在这里有一位。
Sometimes I think it's the esophagus. How do you say that in Chinese? It's the digestion. And I see sometimes the food it feels it comes up.
就是食道，有时候你觉得好像会是这个食物就会这样出来哈。
Okay. All right. It's That's where it is, right? Okay. Jesus, this is my sister.
耶稣，这是我的姐妹。
And I ask you to make her better.
我求你让她好转。
Okay. Now, you spirit, you just come out of her esophagus. Let her go. Let her go.
那个灵从她的食道里面出来，放开她。
Okay, it's gone. And let your peace go into her digestive system.
让你的平安进到她的消化系统里面。
In the name of Jesus, just be healed.
奉耶稣的名得医治。
Just be healed.
就得医治。
Yeah. And help her to eat without this problem anymore.
帮助她，让她吃的时候再也没有这个问题。
I hear the name Diane, but Diane is not here. Is there anybody here that works with Diane?
我听到 Diane 的名字哦，但是 Diane 并不在这里。有没有哪位你是跟这个 Diane 一起工作的？
It's you. She. Oh, let's you and me pray for Diane. Would that be cool? All
right. 她是有膝盖的问题是吧？哦，她那个 Diane 是我的同，是这个姐妹的同事哦，她有膝盖的问题。
And you pray for Diane.
所以现在她就请这个为 Diane 祷告。
Dear Heavenly Fathers, I pray for my co-worker Diana, who has both of her knees. She's planning to do the knee replacement. So she have, when she's working, she has a lot of troubles. Like she needs to sit down all the time.
Yeah.
God, I give her the grace and her God, your Father loves that fill her up with all the aching and aching pains that she's going through. God, like.Thank you for your that your heavenly peace be with her、
yes.
while she、yes. wherever she walking, because、yes. when I see her walking, she's in pains, like taking all the pain medications.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Let me just say briefly what she just said.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. 刚才牧师点到的是说有一个人他认识一个答案，可是答案还不在这里哦，所以刚才这个。卡门姐妹就出来了，她讲到说她的同事就是有膝盖的问题，而且经常非常的疼痛，都常常需要坐下来，所以呢，而且她这个她的同事也考虑要做那个换膝盖骨的手术，所以刚才啊，牧师就请这位姐妹为她的那个同事叫 Diane 来祷告。好，
Anybody over here? I see, like you're concerned about a change, like with your job. You feel like you're about to lose it, or go through a job change.
在这里有没有哪位你觉得你可能就是工作快要改变或是要失业，然后你有点你在关注这个问题有没有？
Okay.No good. Maybe. You know, maybe they don't know.
也有可能他们自己不知道哦。
Maybe I'm finding out what your boss is thinking.
哦，或许你还没有发现你的老板是怎么说你的。
If he talks to you this week, God bless you.
如果他你的老板这个礼拜跟你说话的话，上帝祝福你。
Anybody over here that a doctor told you someday you might need a pacemaker?
在这边有没有哪一位医生告诉你说你可能某个时候你就会需要装那个起搏器，就是心脏的心率的呀？
哼，没有。Hmm. Well, let's do this. Is there anybody you've been seeing a heart doctor?
我这样讲好了，在座这边有没有哪一位你最近去看过心脏科医生？
Okay, can I pray for you?
我可不可以为你祷告？
You don't need
it. Oh,
it's another kind. You don't need it. Okay. So sometimes you have palpitations.
The annul of a PVC.装了五个支架以后，但是那个因为那个心脏病发那个 scar 那个什么伤那个疤，就 cause 我几乎一半 50% 的那个PVC 就是早搏。
Okay.
然后就
Let me pray because of time.
好，为你祷告啊。
Take your hand, just put it over your heart right there.Holy Spirit,
圣灵
touch her heart,
触摸她的心脏
Let your presence go and just heal her, Lord.
让你的同在就医治她
What's happening?
现在发生什么事情？你现在有什么感觉
？I don't know. I 我觉得我想要躺下来。I feel like I want to lie down.
You feel like you want to lie down? Okay, you could go to your chair, go to sleep.
你可以回到你的座位上去睡觉都没有关系啊。Yeah.
That's God's anesthesia.
Oh, this is 神的麻醉剂.
Jesus is so gentle. He's so real.
耶稣是非常温柔，非常真实的。
I'm starting to feel like a little warm. Is anyone else feeling that? Because I'm seeing the warmth of the Holy Spirit is actually moving.
我开始觉得有点暖哦，因为其实我看到那个圣灵的温暖正在这边运行着。
So let's.Follow the Holy Spirit.
我们就跟随圣灵。
If you need something in your body, just put your hand. Pray for yourself.
如果你身体有任何的需要，你就按手在你有需要的那个部地方，你为你自己祷告。
Your eyes, your head, your it doesn't matter.
你的眼睛或者你的头，不管是什么地方都没有关系。
But I'm feeling this, the warmth of the Holy Spirit.
我现在感受到圣灵的温暖。
And very often it's a healing presence.
那经常呢，这是一个医治的同在。
Holy Spirit, thank you for being here.
圣灵，谢谢你在这里。
And thank you for the manifestation of the warmth of your presence.
谢谢你彰显出你同在的温暖。
Heal us, Lord.
主，你医治我们。
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
那个白老师。
啦啦啦啦啦啦，啦啦啦啦啦啦。You deserve the glory. You can sing it in your language.
不是这首哦。
You want me to come to your key? Let's go to that key. That's la 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 la.You deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. Lord, let your healing presence touch us.
让你的医治的同在触摸我们。
Sing it in Chinese, it's okay.
可以用中文唱啊。
Of you that are new here,
有些人是新今天可能新来的啊。
Sometimes God leads me to wave my hands, and the Holy Spirit will move.
有时候神会引导我，就是挥手，然后圣灵会运行。
And I can't pray for everybody, but you can be touched.
我没有办法为每一个人祷告，但是即使我没有祷告。为你祷告，你还是可以被神触摸到。
And it's God's desire to really touch some of us, touch us.
神真的是渴望来触摸我们。
great. Your miracles are great. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Just
move it to the right. I think C. Your miracles are great. Is that it? There is no one like you. There is no one else like deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands to worship you. We praise your holy name. For you are My Redeemer, my Redeemer lives today.
我的救主今天活着。
We love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
We lift our hands in worship.
我们举双手敬拜。
And we praise your holy name.
赞美你的。
You deserve the glory.
And the
the Lamb upon the throne.
羔羊已掌权，听我欢喜前来。
This is my daily bread.
这是我日用的饮食。
Your very word.
你的每一句话。
Spoken to me.
对我说的。
And I. desperate for you.
我切慕你。
Oh Lord, and I A to F sharp minor. I'm desperate for you. F sharp minor. Back to E. Yeah. And I.Desperate for you.
我切慕你。
Amen. Amen. Your name on high.
主，我高举你的名。
We love to sing your praises. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Lord. We
主谢谢你。
We give you all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
And we thank you for touching all of us.
谢谢你触摸我们每一个人。
Open our eyes to see what you want us to see.
求你开我们的眼，让我们看到你要我们看的东西。
Open our ears to hear what we're supposed to hear.
求你开我们的耳，让我们听到我们该听到的。
And cause us to be filled with wisdom.
使我们充满智慧。
Knowledge.
知识。
And understanding.
还有悟性。
To know what to do in these end times.
在这末世，知道要做什么。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
God bless everybody.
神祝福大家。
Sleep good with God.
晚上好好的睡，跟神在一起。谢谢大家。